Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, chill, where the intro at?
I don't mean, I ain't even knowing. You're going to have to get a dub about that.
Hey, dub.
What's up, Lo?
You got the intro ready, homie?
Intro? Hey, Holmes, this Holy Terror. The music speak for itself, for itself, for itself.
That was Gospel Gangster with Ghetto Sermon. This is your boy, Minister Aaron D. Hubbard, coming to you live from Speak Your Mind Now Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And we just thank God for it. What are you thinking for? Just thinking for it, no matter what's good or bad or ugly. But we just got to give God his praise. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful love, for your wonderful joy, your wonderful peace, God. Thank you for your wonderful, marvelous son that you gave it to us on our behalf to die on the cross for our sins, God, so we would not see the pits of hell, but for to be with you in glory, God. God, we just love you. We praise your name. Amen. 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 Wow. You know what? I thank God for the opportunities that he's given me to speak on Blog Talk Radio, because some of these things I schedule are not scheduled in advance, but they're impromptu sermons. And tonight, I just want to talk, you know, and give God what's his. And I'll be speaking tonight from the book of Romans 8 and 31. I got something to say to both parties that are involved. One should not be involved, and one, I thank God that he is involved. And God just put in my heart this afternoon to say, get on the air tonight and speak what you have to say, and I'll be there with you, and I will bless your ministry, and I will bless you, but you have to speak what's on your mind, what I gave you, and just speak on that. And it's, oh my God, I cannot talk. I'm so excited. I am so excited. God has given me the opportunity to speak on what I have gone through in the past few years, if not my whole life. Amen. But time willing, I will speak about what I've been going through actually. And just give him his glory. Amen. Because I just got to talk to two people tonight, just two. One I cannot stand. He gets on my last nerve. I hate his guts. I'm going to be honest with you. I hate him because he hates me. He does. He wanted me dead a long time ago. He wanted me dead years ago. And for that reason, I said, you know what? I told him, every day, I cannot stand. You get on my last black nerve. I wish you'd leave me alone. You bother me every day. And you just get out of my life. Quit putting these thoughts in my head. Quit making me do things that I want to do. saying this, and I'm going to say one more thing. Stop putting people in my life who don't need no business, who don't mean no good to me. I told him that. I'm sick of the nonsense. I'm too old for stupid people. I really am. I mean, we can be all this stupid at one point just in a joking ha-ha fashion, but you're stupid on purpose. Leave me alone. Don't even talk to me. Leave me alone. Real talk. Stop bothering me. And I keep telling this person that, but he won't listen. He will, oh, my God, he will not listen. But the other person, he loves me so much. He has given me encourage. He told me to keep on keeping on. Amen. And I just want to talk to two people tonight. And we're going to go to Romans chapter 8, verse 31. I'm reading from the NIV version. If you have your Bibles with me, whatever version you have is God's word, all the same. Amen. Romans 8, 31 says, what then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who do not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who would bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God, not your mama, not your daddy, not your papa, not your mama, not your cousin, not your first love, nobody. It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died. More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nobody. Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword, as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Thank you, Lord. Through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in our creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. For a little bit, I want to talk about, I got something to say to two spirits. I have something to say to two spirits. First of all, the first spirit I want to talk to is the devil himself. Satan, you have been on my last nerve for 45 plus years. You wanted me dead before I was created. You wanted me killed before God himself placed me in my mother's womb. But little did you know that God has all the power and has decided to give me life anyhow. Yeah, I've done some things that was not pleasing to God. Yeah, I said some things I shouldn't have said. I thought some things I shouldn't have been thinking about. But God himself showed me so much love and patience and endurance through his word and through his son that I shall live again. You have been on my last case for the last 20 plus years. And it really got bad when you found out that God has called me to be saved. 1998, you have found out that I gave my life to Christ. Because you were there at the time I have died in my sleep and went straight to hell. Me and you had a face-to-face confrontation. Do you remember that? Me and you were going toe-to-toe in the middle of hell because you decided that it was your right and your duty to see me burn for eternity. But God said no. Because when that light came down from the glory of heaven, He gave me not a second chance, Satan, but another chance. Because the truth be told, my second chance ran up a long time ago. And here you are in my face talking this yang-yang about what I should do, who I should see, what I should think, what I should say. The devil is a liar. You have tried to rob my joy for I don't know how many times. Yeah, I still get sad. I'm human. Yeah, I still get angry. I'm human. But the Bible says, be ye angry and sin not. In case you're around last night, Satan, I preached a word last night that my God told me to give all my cares to him. No matter what I go through, no matter who I deal with, no matter what am I in, God said give all, not some, not just a little bit, but all my cares to him. Why? Because he told me himself that he cares for me. And he has not once seen me in the pits of the dumpster looking like I'm stuck on silly. Because I would be silly to keep all my thoughts to myself, keep all my cares to myself, and not give it to him knowing I can't handle them. And you must forget that God that I serve fights all my battles. And he has not lost a fight, ever. So how dare you bring your poop butt self in my face thinking I'm going to do what you want me to do. And let me say this too. Even God created Flip Wilson, the comedian. I believe that Flip Wilson created Geraldine. And what Geraldine was telling a lot of us, which is a lie, which you great gave to Geraldine and said that devil made me do it, uh-uh. You may put choices in front of us, Satan, but you can't make us do it. Ooh, I'm going to say something. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. You cannot make us do anything. And if we do decide to do it, you still don't have control over us. No, you don't. Because I believe that the things that I do and say and think, I am old enough to admit it and say that was my choice. But you know what? God is not surprised by what things that we do. He is not shocked by what we say. Because he knew all these things before the world was created. And how dare you, Satan, to tell me that my God does not love me? How dare you, Satan, to tell me that my God does not care about me? How dare you have the audacity to think that whatever I do will make God leave me? The Bible said, which is him himself, that he would never leave me, I'm making it personal, nor forsake me. And I would be crazy not to believe that. I would rather be with God and have hell all around me than be without God with hell in me. So what you're saying to me and all of God's children, I'll give you two words, step off. Because the God that we serve is able to keep us. Because he declared already in his word that we are more than conquerors. And get this here, Jesus decided to come down from glory on his own by asking his Father in heaven, give me a body so I can see about my children. Because the Bible says that he intercedes for us, which means that you are, that's just stupid, you know, the word intercede means taking up for his children. Because my God, my big brother, Jesus Christ, my comforter keeper, the Holy Spirit, is the goat, the greatest of all time, who made the heavens and earth. And he has not, never will be defeated. And then say, you have that ask to these people around me that I love, to get into them and say things that I don't like or appreciate. How dare you get into some folks who I care about? How dare you to get in the minds of folks who I love? How dare you control or try to control their actions toward against me? Whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, we loose in heaven. So I bind your demonic plans. I bind your demonic imps. I bind what you have to, what he has concocted against me. But I loose patience. I loose joy. I loose peace. I loose mercy. I loose grace. And I understand that things in the earth or on planet or the world we live in now are gone crazy. There ain't nothing new. But God gives us the peace that surpasses our understanding. And I learned this a long time ago, and I did this last night, that all things, not just some things, but all things, God works for the good of those. Oh, I forgot I'm making this personal. This is about what I'm going through. God told me, in all my, this is the Aaron version, all my mess, all my iniquities, all my sins, God said himself, works good for me who love him and who have called according to his purpose. God gave me a purpose in life. And I'm not just talking about financially or job-wise or school-wise, but a purpose to serve and love him. That's my purpose. And to make even matters better, he said, for those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son. And when God said that he foreknew, that meant he knew us before the world was created, and he knew us before we were created in our mother's womb. Amen. And he predestined. He pre-approved us to be conformed to the likeness or image of Jesus Christ. Oh my God, that is so wonderful. Well, how did he predestine us, preacher? Good question. He also said in verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Here it is, as it is written, for your sake or for my sake, I face death all day long. And I am considered as sheep to be. Have you ever seen the slaughter of sheep? I didn't want to see it, but if you ever seen a video on YouTube about cows and sheep being slaughtered, pigs, it's gross. It really is. It's just nasty. But to be slaughtered for death. And then he breaks it down there. So he said, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus said we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. I'm just so thankful to be loved by God. Because I told you this before, Satan, I hate your guts. I really do hate you. I hate you. Because you hate me. You wanted me dead. Who are you to take life? Only Jesus himself has the power of life and death in his hand. 39, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation, including you, Satan, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. All he is saying, Satan, is you cannot touch God's children. We ought to have an MC Hammer attitude. You can't touch this. Uh-oh. You cannot touch what God has placed in. You cannot have my, oh, he said that the joy that I have, this world, Satan didn't give it to me. And this world, or Satan, can't take it away. Because he has given me a peace that passes all understanding. Even if I don't know what's going on, God gives me peace. Because that's the kind of God that I serve. So before you make a move in my life one more again, my God told me to tell, like Kevin Hart said, my God told me to tell you to get to me. You got to go through him.
But I treat it like the glass cathedral. How you walk with Josh when he smash a reel? His boots stay clean and his team is scars. Team with a team is hard. They only say G-up, G-up. Head to toe, he's crowned down to his soul. Every day say G-up, G-up. Head to toe, he's crowned down to his soul.
Keep it popping, yeah, together is my cool pit. We street disciples loaded with a full clip. Ain't fearing nothing, got the heart of a lion, though. Ain't nobody dying, no, nope. Steady on the flying low. Riders rolling regals in the heat of the night. Hop out hotter at the home so they can see some light. At the end of the tunnel, funnel wind through the deep cold. I got respect, no less, they heard about my street mode. From Killer Cali, we valid to the East Coast. We here to warrior, we on you, we got people. No gimmicks, I'ma finish with this punchline.
I ride for God and down to die on the front line. I'm locked up, treated like the glass cathedral. How you walk with Josh when he smash the reel? His boots stay clean and his jeans are stars. His team with him, they team is hard. They know he stay G-up. Head to toe, he's done. Crowned down to his soul. Every day he stay G-up. Head to toe, he's done. Crowned down to his soul. Wake up, hop out my bed and I thank you. You're worthy for having mercy on the gangster. Block savage, not your everyday habit. Full of heist for the cabbage, live the life like a rabbit. Some suckers got shook when they fuck a blasted. Not me, cause I was cut from another fabric. Only reason they got yash, cause they let them have it. I was comfortable with tuck and duck when it's had it. Smashing batteries and ducks, drown the whale with the 412s rattling the truck. The sharks, DA, the feds, and the narcs. ATF, they all play their part. The habits on the yard. Homies tossed behind state bars. Not to mention ones we lost to the graveyard. No clergy, tops and robes. Just jeans and boots. Homie, what you mean? This team is true. I'm on the block, but I treat it like the glass cathedral. How you walk with Josh when he smash that wheel? His boots stay clean and his jeans are scarred. His team with him, they seen his heart. They know we say G-up. Head to toe, he's crowned down to his soul. Every day, stay G-Dub. Head to toe, G-Dub. Crown down, G-Dub.
Like the NBA, yes, that low chili baby that used to serve that, yes, and on occasionally I'll grab that cake and do damage, manage if my pockets to vanish, but I managed to bounce back, got my mind right, Lucci Brogani design count stacks, West, push the good news just like a paper route, G'd up, blessed, balling, so I'ma bring them scrapers out,
and I'm confident like Piggy, so I'm bold with the lane, I'm dangerous, keep that in the top, with something stuck in the chamber, boy, I'm a West Coast gangbanger, living to die, get fixed, and I'm familiar with that trick in your eyes. Scout fellas, room to see you from a distance inside. Yo, I don't dump like mine, cause I stay ready to ride. Mortalize some gang signs, convictions ripping on sight. So I don't hesitate to squeeze it, throw them up in the fight.
I'm laid up, but I treat it like a glass cathedral. How you walk with Josh when he smash that wheel? His boots stay clean and his jeans are scarred. His team lives and his team is hard. They know we stay G'd up. Head to toe, he's crowned down to his soul. Every day he stay G'd up. Head to toe, he's crowned down to his soul. G'd up.
Yep, that was G'd up by, again, the Gospel Gangsters from Cold Boys, but it was cold. But yeah, that was G'd up. And I decided to play that song in the middle of my break because I want to tell you how my life used to be when I was in the world. You know, I think I told you this a long time ago, over and over again, but I'm not repeating myself because God brought me through a lot of things in my life that I should have been dead a long time ago for. God has given me the strength to get out of all my iniquities and by strength that I did get out, and through I had a praying grandmother, God bless her soul, I got out. And people said, well, how'd you get out? And I said, and I didn't like that back then. I'm like, I don't know. No, I just got out. But I thank God for her praying, her prayers, and through God that I'm out of game banging, drive-bys, crack cocaine, fighting, shooting, you name it, I've done it. I mean, I did everything that most people do in gang life, but I've done my share of dirt, and I thank God I'm still alive, 45 years young. Thank you, Lord, for giving him the opportunity to give him praise one more day, because every day I give God praise for being alive, you know, for having my limbs and the activity of my limbs and the breathing of my own, and have both my eyesight and my smell sight, praise the Lord, and my ear sight. So I really do thank him. I don't take none of this stuff for granted because I come a long way. And I just thank God for his patience with me because I've done some things that, you know, I ain't proud of, you know, but I thank God that he's allowed me to go through it. You know, I walked through the valley of shadows. I didn't come to stay in the valley. I walked through the valley. I'm not getting no food and mail because I'm not staying in the valley. Amen. I am walking through the valley. And he also told me that I was shook. Come out as pure gold. God, I thank you, Father, for allowing me to come out on top of my iniquities, God, because what your power in me have done, what your word says about my life, that I shall become more than a conqueror in you, Father God, because things I've done, God, you should have that. God, you had the power to kill me a long time ago, God, and I just thank you for it. I praise your name, God, because without you, I am nothing. I wouldn't even be nothing. I wouldn't even be here. If I was here, God, I'd probably be dead, burning in hell. But your word told me different. Your word says that I'm going to give you another chance. And God, I just thank you and praise you. And I thank God for my brothers and sisters who are out of that nonsense, God, of gang banging. God, I ask you right now to bring them out like you brought me out. If they are still in it, God, give them the opportunity to come see you for who you are, God, in their life. Because we serve an almighty, true, powerful, living God. Amen. We don't serve Confucius. We don't serve Buddha. We don't serve no other God, because your word said, if we serve any other God, Lord, it is considered idolatry, God. And we will not, we won't even think about serving someone like that, but you, God, because you are God all by yourself. And besides you, there is none other. God, I praise you, God, for the things you allowed me to go. I praise you for heart of God. I praise you for heartbreak. I praise you for pain, God, because we don't know like you in pain, God, on the hill called Calvary. When they had pierced your side and they put nails in your hands and feet, God, and made you wear a crown of thorns and made you drink vinegar, God. You don't know what pain is, God, because that is the ultimate pain that you went through and you endured it on our behalf. So I just thank you for binding the devil in his tracks. I thank you for letting, oh my God, thank you for, I can't even get the words out. But no, I'm just going to wave my hand, God, because everything that we've gone through, we may not understand it, but you knew about it before it even happened. And God, I personally want to tell you thank you from the bottom of my heart how much you gave me life. Not just living, God, but after my salvation, you called me to, and even when I didn't want to preach your word in 2006, fight me, God, because I knew what I would go through was not going to be pretty. But you said that you would never leave me nor forsake me. God, and I just ask you right now to help me still, as you give me the desire and the assignments you placed in my bosom, God, to do what you called me to do. And to speak with boldness and clarity about what you said, God. Not about what I say, but what you say. Not my words, God, but your words. Not my will, God, but your will be done. On earth, as it is in heaven. Give me this day your daily bread, God. Give me this day. And I don't just mean like daylight. I mean, the day can be night, God. Give me this day to do what you have called me to do. Because the last time I checked, God, you didn't call the qualified. You qualified the call. And when you called me to preach your word, I was nowhere near qualification skills. The low man on the totem pole, but you said that you'd give me power and strength. You told me that I would get talked about, God. You told me that I would have friends turn to enemies, God. You told me this. You even showed me who's going to be my friend. You even showed me who's going to be my enemy in the church, who did not want to treat me like the way that I should be treated. But you allowed me to go through the disrespectfulness from all corners of the earth and said, God, and told me, you're going to be all right because I got you. As a matter of fact, you're going to be more than a conqueror because I got you. And God, no matter who dismissed me, kicked me to the curb in ministry or at the church I used to go to, God, you allowed me to go through the experience to learn a lesson and see who my real friends were. God, I thank you for everything that you allowed me to see, because the devil tried to blindfold me and things I didn't want to see or did not need to see. But through your word, I saw it all, because you allowed me to see it all. And no matter what happens in my life, God, I should give you all the praise and all the glory. No matter who talks about me, who is against me for whatever reason, God, I give you the praise, because I don't have an answer to them. Because they don't have a heaven or hell to put me in, Lord. They don't have any say-so over what you created in me. Because last time I checked, you were still in control. And God, I just cannot thank you enough for allowing me to be who you called me to be. I thank you for the discernment, God, because the past few weeks I have been having discernment issues, trying to figure out who's real with me and who's not. And now that I found out, God, I thank you for removing them out of my life. You told me to forgive them, and I have, God. But you said that I would give you friends who are like me, who are like-minded. And God, I'm just waiting around for my friends to show up. Because I don't want, and God, this is, I don't want to be around no folks who don't like you, who don't love you, who do hellish things, who act like the devil himself. I want people in my life who's going to lift me up and pray for me like I'll do for them. But you give me the power to forgive and let it go to those who have hurt me in the past. You're giving the power to tell my side of my story. And God, no matter what happens in my life from this day forward, I should give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Because without you, I can't live this life by myself. God, I thank you right now for whoever's listening in this archive or live, to let them know that you are still and you are still around, and for them to be saved, so that when they pass away from this side of heaven, they'll be with you on that side of heaven. So God, I thank you for allowing me to stay G'd up. Not gangster, God, but grateful. And by showing me grace, from living a life of what the devil wanted me to live, you gave me a life, but you gave it to me more abundantly. You died for me, God, so I can live for you. And when I do pass away from this earth, God, I want to reign with you, to be in your kingdom, God. And God, anything that I do that does not please you, take it out of me right now. Allow me to be your servant, God, in this life and the next, with you, Father God. Somebody asked me the other day, Lord, that am I still banging? I said, yeah, I'm still banging. I'm banging for God. I'm putting in work for the Lord. I was a blood, but I got washed in the blood. Being a CK, what they call a Crip killer, nah, it's Christ the King. So allow me to stay humble and true to myself and not be so uppity because I've been called and been washed by you. Keep me down to earth so I can bless those who do not know you. Pray for those who don't know you. Be a witness for those who don't know you. In Jesus Christ, that I pray this prayer. Amen, amen, and amen.
The saga continues.
DJ Dub.
Me by you. I'm coming strong, think I'm since I've been. DJ Dub, the Costa Rican that you'll remember forever as the Holy Terror.
My dog in a house. I told you. Yeah, Holy Terror, coming at ya, leaving you stiff like a statue. You know what I'm just saying? Been a blow up in the 9-5 zone. Coming through the door, we was on our way to Nitrous Bay. Like TikTok said, you know. Pimp them keys, S.A. Another bomb from the Holy Terror Productions. So you better pray about it. I'm Centra.